Okay, good evening, everybody. So today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in Simen Reish Sadi Dalid, right? We started Reish Sadi Dalid last night? Yeah, so we're up to Si'if Beis. Page Ayin Amin Aleph, Reish Sadi Dalid, Si'if Beis. Tov lo hivdu b'tfila ve'en lo kos balayla v'sover sha'af l'machar lo yelo tzarech l'achzor l'spalo. If a person made a mistake and forgot to say Avdala b'tfila and he doesn't have a kos of wine to make Avdala b'kos that night, and he does not anticipate that he's going to have a kos tomorrow either, so then he's got to go and repeat Shmon Esrei. Meaning normally you don't have to repeat Shmon Esrei for forgetting Avdala b'tfila, but that's because you're relying on the fact that you're going to say Avdala ala kos. But if you know you're not going to say Avdala ala kos, then you do have to go back and repeat. Let's read Sif Gimel before we see the Mishnah Berura. Tishrav shchalios pechad b'Shabbos v'tavelo hivdu b'tfila eino tzarich lachzor l'spal kivin shemav delkos b'motzoi tishbav. Now we said that as long as you're going to have a kos sometime on Sunday, then you're not going to have to repeat Shmon Esrei for having forgotten havdala b'tfila. But what if Sunday is going to be tishbav? So you're not going to have a kos till Sunday night. So then I would think that you have to go back and repeat Shmon Esrei. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Gimel, no, because Plan A was to say kiddush al Kos on Sunday night, and therefore in the case of Tisha B'Av, you would not have to go back and repeat Tefillah, even though you know you're not saying Avdallah Lakos on Motzei Shabbos, nor at any time on Sunday. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Hei, V'sover Sha'af L'Machar, that the person knows that he's not going to have a Kos tomorrow either, Din Mitzapa She'yel L'Machar, because if you think you will have a Kos the next day, then Yachol L'Smachal Zashi Avdallah L'Machar L'Kos, then you don't need to repeat Shmona Esrei and say Avdallah this time, because you could just rely on the Kos that you'll have tomorrow. It'll come on Reish Sadi Tesiv Vav Vein Tzarech Lachzor HaTefillah, so you don't have to go back and repeat Shmona Esrei. And even the Makor Chaim writes, even if you're Masupuk, if you're going to have tonight or tomorrow whether you're going to have a kos, still you don't have to repeat Shmona Esrei. You can assume the best Tzarech Lachzor L'Spal. But if you really think you're not going to have a kos tonight or tomorrow, and you forgot Havdalah in Shmona Esrei, so now you need to repeat Shmona Esrei. Hainu Kisha Akaraglev. Repeating Shmona Esrei means you finish Shmona Esrei already. Or even if you didn't take 3 steps back, but you already finished the Shmon Esrei, and there are no more words that you need to say. So then you go back and repeat Shmon Esrei. But if you're still in the middle of Shmon Esrei, and then you realize, uh-oh, I'm in the middle of Shmon Esrei, and I forgot to say Havdala B'Tfila, and I know that I'm not going to have a coast later tonight, so what do I do? So go back to the bracha v'atachonein and say Avdallah there. Miu im niskar kodem shomei tefila lo yachzar. But if you remember within the middle section of Shmona Esrei, before you get to shomei tefila, don't go back to atachonein. Elo yomar atachonein tanu b'shomei tefila. You have an option of saying atachonein tanu in shomei tefila at that time. And if you remember after the bracha of shomei tefila, so then the kshemavdil b'tefila amravinu malkenu achaludenu duhu bakash v'avim ein shomei tefila. Because in the Havdalah B'Tfila, it's similar enough to Shomei Tfila to belong in the Bracha. Do Kolal Kolal Bakashos, because Shomei Tfila incorporates any Bakasha. Miu, im yesh lo kos, yismuch ala kos, v'loem yomrenu b'Shomei Tfila. But that trick of saying Havdalah B'Shomei Tfila does not work on a typical Matzoi Shabbos, where you just realize in the middle of V'lam Al Shinim that you had forgotten to say Havdalah. You should not say it in Shomei Tfila, because you're going to say Havdalah ala kos later. This is only if you know you're not going to be able to say Havdalah ala kos. Coast and you missed it in Atachonan Tanu, in Atachonan Ladam Das, so then you say in Shomei Tefillah, Kivin Dikaru Shavach V'Loshay Kol Kach L'Shomei Tefillah, because it's not really so super relevant to Shomei Tefillah, so in a Shasat Chach, where we have nothing else to rely on, we'll allow saying it in Shomei Tefillah. Si'if Dalit, B'makum Sha'amru She'enu Chosu L'Spalon Miyad K'Shisiyem HaBracha Inlo Lachzor Afol Pi Shlo Pasach B'Bracha Shalachareha. In a place where we, in situations where we said that if you forgot Havdalah in davening, you do not go back, meaning, namely, any case where you have a kos to use later that night. So as soon as you finish that bracha, that's it. You don't go back, even though you didn't even begin the next bracha yet. Says the Mishmur of Katan Zayin, Kishasiyem HaBracha, Hainu Shiskar Hashem Shalsiyem HaBracha, the Bezemek Rikul Kvarsiyem. Even if you didn't finish the whole text of the bracha, but you said the Shem Hashem at the end of the bracha, that's already too late. That's it. You're finished with that bracha. Now you'll get Havdalah ala kos, presuming that you'll have a kos later that evening. Si'if hey. In situations where we say you do not repeat Shmon Esrei, If you want to take upon yourself to repeat Shemona Esrei in order to be able to say Avdallah B'Tfila, you're allowed to do so after you finish the first Shemona Esrei. If you realize in the middle of Olam Alshinim that you forgot, or any of the other Brachos Al Tzadikim or whatever, that you forgot Avdallah B'Tfila, you're not allowed to go back to Hatachonin Ladim Das, because you're going to be saying a whole bunch of extra Brachos that are Brachos Levatel or Brach Shein Sricha. But if you finish the entire Shemona Esrei and now you want to go back and repeat the entire Shemona Esrei, even though you don't have to, you're allowed to do that, because that's what we call it, Tfilas Nedava, that a person is allowed to do it, Tfilas Nedava. So if you look in the Mishmur, that's how he explains, Sifkan Ches Rashai, B'taras Nedava, V'ayin Lel B'sof Simon Kov Zayin Dein L'spel Nedava L'mishmakaratz Mazar V'zar V'sheichavein. However, the Mishmur quickly adds, our practice is not to do too much Tfilas Nedava unless you are very, very confident in your ability to have perfect Kavana. For sure, if you're in middle of Shemona Esrei, you're not allowed to just go back to Hatachonein, because then it's since you don't need to, it's considered to be a hefsek. Okay, now we begin Siman Reish Sadi Hey, which has only one si'if. We're not going to do the whole si'if. We're going to do the preamble to Siman Reish Sadi Hey, which is a Ramah. Va'omrim vihi noam v'seder kedusha ba'arichos kedei la'acher seder kedusha sha'oz chozrim rishayim l'gehenim. That the vihi noam that we say on Motzai Shabbos, we say it ba'arichos, we say it quiet, we say it slowly, because we're trying to delay the return of the neshamos to Gehenim. Ubizman she'enom vihi noam kegon shechal yom tov b'shavua enom seder kedusha avlom v'yitid l'cha. And in a time that you're not going to say vihi noam, meaning if there's a Yom Tov that week when you don't say V'Yinoam, so you also don't say the Seder Kedusha, the Kadosh 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 and Baruch Vod Hashem Kamo, you skip that whole section, but you still do say V'Yitein Lecha, you're still supposed to say V'Yitein Lecha even when Yom Tov is going to fall that week. So now it says in Mishmur Sivkat Na'al V'Yomrim V'Yinoam V'Nogin Lichpal Pasuk Orech Yamim U'Pasuk V'Yinoam Tzarech Lamar U'Umad. That the Pasuk V'Yinoam you're supposed to say standing up, Orech Yamim you're supposed to say twice, V'Yesh Mekom Sheinom V'Yinoam Beves HaOvel Rak Maschilin Yosha B'Seser. And there are many places that have a minhag that in base Avil they don't say V'Yinoam, they start with Yosheb B'Seser. V'Seder Kedusha, Haynu Shemeschilin Meva'at HaKadosh, V'Yinoam Uval Tzion Goel, L'fi Shein Gula B'Layla. Right, even though we say Seder Kedusha, we don't start with Uval Tzion, because Uval Tzion relates to Gula, and there is no Gula at night. V'Lachein, Gam V'Anizos Brisi, Einom, we also don't say V'Anizos Brisi, L'fi Shesmuchem Eim La'adadi B'Sefer Yeshaya, because Uval Tzion Goel and V'Anizos Brisi are connected. That which the Ramah says you're supposed to say V'Yinoam Ba'arichus, Hainu B'ni'imus Kol K'dei She'yis Arich Ma'at Yoser. It means you're supposed to say it in like sort of like a little bit of a tune. You're supposed to say it in a way that it takes a little bit longer to say it. U'la'akiv l'Rishayim Milachzor L'Gehenim, to prevent the Rishayim, to hold them back from having to return to Gehenim. You try to think like if it was me returning to Gehenim, would I want my children to take a little more time to say V'Yinoam, just to give me a little bit more of a respite, and we try to do the same for the Rishayim who have to go back to Gehenim. Because until the Jewish people finish the Seder Atvila, the Kedusha Shabbos extends, and only then they go back to Ganim. Because Chazal say that it's dafka when the Jewish people finish their Seder of Tvila that the announcement is made that all Rishayim have to gather up and go back to Ganim. Then we say that if Yom Tov falls out that week, we don't say V'Yinoam. That means even if Yom Tov falls out on Friday, we only say V'Yinoam when the whole week is going to be a regular weekday, full of weekdays. But it has to be a real Yom Tov. But if that week is going to have Purim in it, or Erev Pesach is going to be on Friday of that week, so then we still do say V'Yinoam. Seder Kedusha, the V'Yinoam Shaykh L'Melech Samishkan, the reason there's a Seder Kedusha, we don't say Seder Kedusha when we don't say V'Yinoam, is because V'Yinoam relates to the Melech Samishkan, Shabo Beruch Moshe L'Yisrael, V'Shosh Simu Melech Samishkan, that Moshe Rabbeinu gave a bracha to Klal Yisrael when they concluded the Melech Samishkan, V'Yidei Zeh Shor Shechina, and that's what led to Shor Shechina, Shechina, v'zeu shemasmichin pasuk v'ata kadosh yeshiv tilos Yisrael ulkach b'zman sheinom v'inom v'meinom v'mele kol seidu kedusha. So since the seidu kedusha is connected to v'inom in that way, so if you're skipping v'inom, you're going to skip seidu kedusha. But v'yitein l'cha, you should still say shem psukim shel bracha b'tchilas yimei shavua. Those are just nice psukim of bracha that you say at the beginning of the week, and that's what the Prima Gadim says, that even on Motzai Shabbos of Chol HaMoed, you should say v'yitein l'cha. There's no reason not to say v'yitein l'cha, even if there is a Yom Tov that's going to fall out that week. So to summarize what we learned tonight, we said that if you forgot Havdalah B'tfilah and you don't anticipate having kos that night or the next day, you go back to say Shmona Esrei again with Havdalah. If you finish Shmona Esrei, you repeat it. And if you didn't finish Shmona Esrei, you go back to Atachonin or to Shomea Tefillah as appropriate. Then we said that if you missed Havdalah B'tefillah and you've already said the Shem Hashem at the end of the bracha, you can't go back. But if you really, really trust yourself, you can repeat Shmona Esrei as a Tefillas Nedava. If you really trust yourself to have perfect Havana, you can repeat Shmona Esrei. And then we said that one is supposed to say Vihi Noam in the Seder Kedusha slowly on Motzai Shabbos to delay the Rishon from going back to Gehenim, but we don't say Vihi Noam in the Seder Kedusha when there's going to be a real genuine Yom Tov that week, but we always say Vihitin L'cha even if there's going to be a Yom Tov that week. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Reish Sadiyei Si'if Aleph. Have a good night, everybody.